Hey there, Coach. In past years, you've struggled to contain the run against SEMO. With the two past games in mind, with just how well they've done with the run, how has the defense evolved in preparation for this game?
Yeah, I mean, same thing. I mean, the core philosophies for winning football. I mean, it's a new quarterback. You know, they play a physical brand of football. I mean, you're not going to win many games that you can't stop the run. And they can turn around and hand it and sustain drives and pick up first downs. You just open up really anything you want to do offensively. So we've got to be able to be physical up front. We've got to do that within our structure of our defense. And we got to be opportunistic, really. I mean, we've got to sustain. We've got to create some takeaways. It's same thing. That's what I told our team. I mean, every coach is preaching the same thing. I mean, Coach Tuke, myself, really around college football. I mean, it's playing great on special teams. Now when the lights are on, we got to do it. I feel confident in Coach Petrino. You guys talked to him last week. I felt we took a lot of steps forward. Really after the SEMO game last year, we played a lot higher level, but that's not taking anything. Give credit to SEMO. They exposed some things for us early in the season. Our players adapted, adjusted, and got better. And that's what I want to see on Friday night, is us not waiting around, but doing it right off the bat.
You mentioned they've got a new quarterback. Do you have any idea who it is and what you're going to be up against, and how have you been approaching the game plan with the potential of maybe not knowing exactly who it's going to be under center?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they announced their starting quarterback. A couple of those guys, you know, I transfer from Nebraska. But we recruited him out of high school. So, I mean, we got to be ready to defend what they do. I mean, they've had a high level of success the past 2 years with a formula that's winning football. They play good defense. They get takeaways. They've got their specialists are back. They're always solid in the kicking game, and they've sustained. I think their offensive coordinator does a great job of running the football and having things off of marrying up with what they do in the run game. So, you know, we got to be prepared. Number one, in any first game, you don't know. I mean, their personnel, who's gotten better, what redshirt freshmen's developed for them that's going to have a heck of a game. We've got them ourselves that you guys, you know, might not have seen that need to play well. I mean, that's any college football game. They're Division I players over there. And so we got to take care and control what we can control and go out there and execute what SIU does.
Last year when you faced him, it was week 1, so Javon's role wasn't completely set at that time. Now that he's cemented himself into the offense and he's a versatile player, what's the best way that you can use him to attack SEMO's defense?
Yeah, I mean, Javon's role last year in this game wasn't what it ended up being. I think his experience, us understanding what Javon can do, his strengths and weaknesses, and that's really with a returning offense, does a lot of good things. So obviously Javon's a playmaker. I mean, he proved that time and time again last year. So he's got to get his touches. The best thing about Javon is he can do a lot of things. He can throw the ball. He's excellent in pass catching. And then obviously at 250 pounds, he's a tough tackle.
Griffin Serra announced he was going to be transferring a few weeks ago. Who's the kicker you're going to be turning to now, and what does his leg offer? Because, you know, Serra had quite the boot, but now he's gone.
Yeah, I mean, if you remember, I mean, Nico Galdoni, after I think the last 5 games of the season, was our starting kicker. Nico was our starting kicker all training camp. So Nico will handle the kicking duties for us, just like he did the back half of last year.
Final question I have for you, Coach. I know rankings don't mean too much, and a potential postseason is so far away that you're probably not even thinking too much about it, but the fact that this is going to be a ranked matchup and this is the only non-conference opponent that you're going to have on your schedule for the 2020-21 season, has the importance of this game been stressed on your roster?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't shied away from that. I mean, it's an important game. You know, we only get 9 opportunities this year, guaranteed. This is one of them. It's a little bit different that it's right here in the fall. But it, I mean, like I told our team, I mean, you want to get to the point as a program when you play in games where you got to be at your best, or you don't get the next week. And it's similar to that now. I mean, somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose. The loser's probably not going to have as good a Thanksgiving and Christmas, and you got a lot of time to sit around at 0-1, or you got a lot of time to sit around at 1-0 with a ranked opponent win going into a conference season that is unknown. So, I mean, this game is extremely important when it comes to fulfilling the goals that this team has, and that's ultimately to win a championship. And so, like I said from the beginning, this isn't just a friendly game or scrimmage, and there's a lot of importance on this game.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, next up we'll go to Mike Reese.
Coach, a couple of questions. I noticed Luke Gigling and Cody Kreider not on the two deep. Are they hurt, and are you shorthanded at linebacker in this?
Yeah, both have had surgeries, have been out all camp. So Gigling will be back. Cody Kreider tore his ACL for the fourth time. Both of them have had surgery. Both of them are doing well. Gigling is over a month into his surgery. I think he gets out of his sling even this week. We'll be back for the spring. Cody is, all that he's been through, is in the middle of rehab. And so we'll just have to take his, as it comes. But as we know, Cody has fought through a few of these now. So unfortunate, but, I mean, going into the game, we feel good at linebacker. Last year, Bryce Notre didn't play in this game. Or he started at the game, but quickly came out. We've Bryce and Strong. I felt so we got two starting linebackers. Mikel Calhoun did a lot of really good things for us last year, and so we feel good. I mean, obviously those two guys. I mean, you'd love to have them, but we feel good with where we're at going into the game.
Playing off your comment about this isn't just a friendly scrimmage, you've lost to these guys the last 2 years. Does that factor into your motivation this Friday night any more than usual against Southeast?
No, I don't think so. I mean, if we had won the last two, I think each year is new. Each team wants to win. If you don't have a fire inside you that winning's different each year, then you got the wrong formula, you got the wrong guy. So I would say, obviously, yeah, you lost the last two. We're 2-2 against them since this coaching staff has been here, and so it's been some exciting games, tough games, and so just looking forward to Friday night. I mean, but as far as it meaning more, I don't think each year it's a big game.
Thank you, Coach.